The Catholic aid agency Caritas is reporting a dramatic upsurge of violence in the Central African Republic. In March 2013, a rebel group called Seleka marched on the capital of Bangui and overthrew former president François Bozizé.
After 5 months, the situation there is fragile and dangerous.
I spoke to Father Anastasio Ruggiero, a Carmelite missionary who worked in the Central African Republic for several decades. He maintains strong ties with the Catholic Church there, in particular with the regional director of Caritas, Father Aurelio Gazzera. Father Anastasio told me more about a fact-finding mission organised by Caritas last week to the site of a massacre near a river in the northwest of the country.
It is in this river that the rebels have thrown the bodies of people killed. Father Aurelio told me they could not know the exact number, but it would be between 30 and 40 people killed by the rebel Seleka.
Could you put this violence into context for us? Because very few people know about the political situation. So, for example, what can you tell us about the Seleka rebels?
Unfortunately, the political situation in the Central African Republic has considerably worsened. As of December 2012, it is a coalition called Seleka. It is formed by foreigners, Chadian, Sudanese, and guided by some Central Africans. On March 24th, rebels occupied Bangui, the capital. The president Bozizé fled, and the new regime is established with Michel Diojotia. He is the president of the transitional government.
In the face of spiraling violence, the Archbishop of Bangui has written an open letter to Catholics in the Central African Republic, calling on religious authorities, Catholic, Protestant and Muslim, to work together to rebuild peace and reconciliation in the war-torn country.
Never before, the bishop wrote, have we known in our land such a grave conflict. Never before has a conflict involved such a strong presence of foreign fighters. Never before has a crisis made us run such a risk of religious conflict and an implosion of the social fabric. And the bishop invited Christians in the present situation to proclaim the gospel and to be witness to it, and they encourage the formation of a platform for religious authorities, Catholic, Protestant and Muslim, to move forward towards reconciliation and social reconstruction.
I know the UNHCR has described the situation in the Central African Republic as the most neglected crisis in the world. Why is the international community not taking action?
It's difficult to say. Maybe because the Central African Republic is a country large like 2 times Italy, but a few people, less than 5 million, that does not arouse great interest. And it is clear that the more time passes, the more the situation worsens. It at first, the rebels were between 3,000, 4,000, are now between 15,000 and 20,000. It is clear that it becomes increasingly difficult to intervene, and the situation is likely to get worse. There is no authority. The schools are still closed. The international authority promised to send 3,500 men, but when talking about help to the Central African Republic, they are doing nothing. Only the church is close to the people. It is the only one who speaks with clarity and has paid a heavy price.
Can you tell us some more about what churches are doing there?
The church, they are doing what they can do, but it is not easy to work there. They expressed the general sentiment of the population concerning the invasion by elements of the Seleka. But concretely, they are trying to do something. But what to do when there is no authority in the country? The Seleka, they take all the money, and the government now has no money for paying the people workers in the government administration. Father Aurelio is working as president of Caritas in Buhar. They are trying to help people, but the necessities are so big. The church is very close to the people.